the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
this
place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thanks, Elgin.
You're welcome.
What's up, buddy? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday, December 10th, and I'm joined by Elgin David.
What is up, everybody? Waking
Minda's
up
here.
Late.
Yeah, back.
You guys,
back in action.
You guys been together once or twice on this show?
Okay. I think we have.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's getting real tough for me, Dougie. You know, this show for me is becoming like a real swinger situation. I don't know who I've been with or how many people there were and none of it.
That's what we do. Subconsciously, we're all just making that happen that way. So, welcome. It's Monday. I'm glad to be here. I thought I was going to be caught in the snow in South Carolina this weekend.
Right.
This is twice now in a matter of 60 days where I had to deal with some sort of Arctic issue. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I had a scrape ice off my window, off my rental car windows.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which was interesting.
Was that the first time you ever did that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, sorry. I lived up north for 8 years, been there, done that.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, like
Get
I said.
Get with it. Oh, I've done so many things. Go scrape some fucking ice, bro. Like, come on.
That was my opening joke at the Comedy Zone in Greenville this weekend on Friday. It started snowing on the Late Show Saturday.
Okay.
So I told that story. I go, yeah, I had my car was covered in ice, but I got real handy. I picked up my phone and called an Uber.
There you go. That's a good one.
I'm not doing this shit.
It's all about solutions.
Yeah. I'm sure that guy knows how to scrape ice. Yeah.
No, I mean, after living up north, I made myself a promise.
Right.
And I, from here on out, I can never, ever, ever move someplace if I have to use the sentence, I have to scrape my windshield.
Yeah.
If I have to say that, then I can't live there. Like, that can't be some shit in my vocabulary. It's
Yeah, I lived in New York for the first 20 years of my life, and then I've never gone back.
Did you drive in New York, though? Because I didn't think
I did drive.
Have a car.
I had a truck, and when I was, I had a white truck, a Ford Ranger, dope-ass little truck.
Yeah.
And yeah, you had to scrape your windows every now and then.
You know what I used to do? I used to turn the car on and go back upstairs and get high and then finish getting ready for
That's
work.
That's exactly what you have to do.
And then you come down 20 minutes later.
And it's like stepping into a warm hug.
Yeah.
And everything and then you drive wherever you have to
just
go.
Just melted off the vehicle.
Yeah, I learned that because when I was in Colorado, I ever told everybody, I didn't realize that. I tried to start scraping the window with the scraper right then. God dang it, I got it. It was like making snow cones.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm not getting anywhere. And then I almost made the fatal mistake of putting hot water from the coffee machine on it to melt.
Oh,
oh my God, I'm hilarious.
Yeah, hello, Hertz. I need a new car. It seems I put a hole in the windshield with some hot water.
I mean, some kids put some hot water.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I saw them do it.
Yeah, fucking kids,
vandals,
skateboarders.
Yeah.
It's snowing. Well,
that's funny.
Well, there's nothing to do in the snow.
Yeah. Well, you know, but then thank God, watching TV, you know, high one day, I'm watching the Travel Channel, like, oh, this is interesting. What happens if there's ice on your window? And I just remember, turn the defrosters on. You know?
See, all that watching TV came in handy.
Yeah. I learned something.
He learned something.
No, that's exclusively why I watch TV. Do you know how much I'm learning?
Yeah.
Do you? I could stew a luxury yacht right now from all the below deck that I've watched. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I could be interior, exterior. I could be fucking Captain Lee. Like, I could do it all.
Now, you don't think the actual practical application of the doing so, the feel. Like, you can, like, there's an old saying, you can't read a book on how to ride a bike. You have to get on the bike.
No, I'm pretty sure I can Windex shit all day. Like, I kind of, you know, I mean, that's pretty much,
you can actually,
they just clean the boat constantly.
You can probably actually talk to somebody and they can make them believe you've driven a boat.
Oh, yeah.
But I think once you get behind the wheel, you're going to be like, oh, fuck, I didn't realize. I won't even mention the comic's name, but he's just having this conversation with me, and he's like, give me financial advice. And I'm like, dude, are you forgetting? You know, like, you live with your parents. You know, you're like 42 years old. You live back with your parents.
Was he telling you to buy Bitcoin?
No. Well, that was part of it. It was like, oh, it's going to... I'm like, dude, are you crazy? there's nothing I know better. You know, I'm 29. You know, so I posted something like that. I'm like, it's great when somebody like that, you know, hashtag know your place. You know what I mean? Like, give advice on something you truly know about. But, you know, that's the thing. People, you can read like a financial magazine. You can read Money Magazine every day. It doesn't mean... You know, when it comes down to making a decision, buy, sell, hold, do I make this, do I not do that? The only way that you're going to be able to make that decision is if you've done it. And you know what I mean? You lived and not read a book about making a decision. Everybody thinks they know something around now just because they heard about it, they watch it. Everybody's a fucking, everybody's a genius. I know everything. But if you put them behind the wheel, the fucking boat's going to go right into the harbor.
I don't know, man. I take pride in giving advice on stuff that I really don't know that much about. Yeah. You know, and really, like, when the person walks away.
Business.
Yeah, no. And then, like, when the person walks away and they're like, oh, thank you so much. Like, you really helped me. And I think, I don't even know about that shit. But, you know, I'm helping people. Yeah. And you don't need
they
to.
They believe
know.
It. And that's what's
it.
Important.
That's it, exactly.
They buy the dream.
Thanks so much. I don't know what I'd do without you, Minda.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's I felt funny. That way when I was first in my business. I remember, like, the first real big check I got as a financial advisor from a client. Like, here, you know, do your best. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm an idiot. You know, but even back then, you had people you work with, like, okay, well, you know, this is what we're going to do, you know, make you look good. But just too many people nowadays just, you know, giving advice.
That's the power of social media.
We all
have a voice.
I was tolerant this weekend.
It's true.
I was very tolerant this weekend. I didn't want to become one of those... like barbecues, Smitty, or people complaining and shit. Like, it was 2 o'clock in the morning in my hotel in Greenville, South Carolina, and there was a shitload of people going in and out. You know, it was snowing. There were people right outside my window because I had one of those hotel rooms that's right there by the exit door, basically. Yeah. And everybody's out there, and there was a black, I don't know, it was a party or what the fuck was going on. There was about 15, 20 fucking 25-year-old, 20-year-old black people. It must be a party. And I was like, all right. And they kept coming out and
did
slamming
you just
the.
Say black people? Like, black, yeah, is that gonna, what just happened?
I didn't know how I wanted to say it.
I didn't know if, like, but he said something else or you
I was
could just
say
it.
Was,
they
it was
know
an
they're
urban
black.
Crowd. It was, yeah, it was a bunch of black folks.
Yeah, you know, I said urban and then I got yelled at for not just saying. And look, I'm from South Florida. Yeah. I know people of all color.
Please.
Can I just say
give me a
it?
Break.
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
People call me a white girl or lady all the time. Yeah. And
well, I had that situation happen at one of the shows. There was two Middle Eastern looking guys sitting there. I was about to do my, you know, my suicide bomber joke, and I asked the guy. He's like, "Where are you from?" He goes, "Houston." I'm like, "Look, man, just don't be offended, dude. I mean, a lot of people think I'm Italian. You know, I don't get pissed off and throw a cannoli at them.
Well,
you know what I mean?
He's from Houston. Isn't his like tolerance like way up for people like?
Yeah, I don't know.
Discriminating against him, like I can't imagine an Arab in Houston is getting a whole lot of like, you know,
yeah,
give
it's still amazing.
Giving him the benefit of the doubt. Like people are hardcore in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Austin; it's Houston.
Okay, are you also talking about something you don't know that much about right now?
No, I'm just saying Texas is typically like a conservative state.
Right. It's a red state.
I would think he's already getting a lot of shit for being Arab, like in his daily.
Well, that's
basis.
Why. That's
and
why
Austin is way more progressive than Houston. So no, I know exactly.
That's
what
that's
the fuck
probably
I'm
why you looked
about.
At me when I'm from Houston, being a smart ass.
Yeah.
You know, like you know.
So, like he's probably seen like people Arab people hung.
People ask my wife that. She's like, "Where are you from?" She's like, "We were from Florida." And they're like, "No, I mean the way you look."
From Florida, that's pretty funny.
Well, that actually happened one time. We were in Tennessee. And she went there for a medical procedure, And I remember that because we were getting ready to go on the airport. I got interviewed by that Weinzier guy from Channel 10 because it was like, this is when the TSA was more stringent, when everything was happening. It was years ago. And all this shit. And this guy, he came up to me like, yeah, man, I don't care. Safer for the better. I ain't carrying a bomb.
Oh, that was your response?
Yeah.
All
I mean,
right.
If some guy's carrying a bomb next to me, I want you to find it. If I'm slowed down 10 minutes, I'd rather have that than be in the middle of my peanuts on the airplane going, what's that ticking noise?
You said that was
yeah. Tried to get the clip from Channel 10. Yeah, what the fuck was I even talking about? Whatever.
What that happens to you a lot.
Yeah, I'm getting old.
I noticed that. Yeah, we got to keep you on track. So you were talking about you doing jokes and the Arab guy from Houston.
All right, so yeah, and we had, you know, like the white, just the way it looks. People think I'm Italian, I'll get offended.
Yeah.
So it was late, and here I am dealing with the snow because the snow was coming down. It was like 3 inches, 4 inches of snow on top of my car already. I'm like, I have to get up in the morning and check out and drive home. What am I going to do? How bad is it? Now I can't sleep. So I'm up, and these people are just up, and they're talking. It's going on until 2:33 in the morning. And I'm like, I almost wanted to call the front desk and go, hey, man. Yeah, but then I thought, what? I'm not asleep yet. You know what I mean? If I was laying in bed trying to sleep right now, I might be pissed, but I'm actually up watching TV, so I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? It's annoying because I'm hearing all these, it's paper thin. It's like very loud and just you know, I'm like, ah. But I just didn't, I'm like, what's the big deal? It's no big deal. You know, this is advice I give
everybody.
This
was the first time where you were, like, going to complain for the sake of complaining. You were turning into an old man at that moment.
No, listen, I in the past...
Get off my lawn, old man. These young whippersnapper kids are out making noise.
People have jobs.
They're just having
fun.
Tomorrow. It's 2 a.m. and I'm up watching TV. I'm not going to sleep anyway, but...
The first thing I thought, it's Saturday night. You know what I mean? I'm going to be that asshole. I know it's 2 in the morning. But I don't want to be that asshole to complain because, you know, because I started to go, okay, I call the front desk and then they say, oh, somebody comes out and then they're like, I wonder who the fuck called. Must be the fucking asshole in this room. And then next thing you know, fucking my window keeps getting knocked on. You know what I mean? And I got to walk out with my pistola. I don't want that kind of shit to happen. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds awkward.
It's cold out, so you definitely don't want to go outside naked.
I didn't have any
terrible.
I couldn't believe they were out there. I'm like, what the fuck are they keep going outside for? It's cold
they're
as fuck.
They're from there. They're used to it.
Yeah, I guess
it. Wait,
so.
Didn't you say you were in the Carolinas, though?
This is in South Carolina.
Well, they can't be that used to it.
Well,
it's not cold in South Carolina typically, right? Hardly.
Well.
That has to be some shit for them. Like, you know, like, there's certain states, big snowstorm comes and nobody knows what to do. And it's like, everyone crashes.
Yeah, down south, that part. If you ever
that's
in like
exactly
Wisconsin,
the kind of place.
Or
they know exactly
or
what's
Michigan,
going on. Nothing.
The minute it snow hits, boom, everything's cool. But even like people drive there, they drive like cautious. I was on the highway because I said by 9:30, 10, I'm gonna add here. I'm not gonna stick around. And I got an all wheel drive car. I should be fine. But it was funny. I didn't have to scrape my windows, but I did have to take like a broom to all the fucking snow on my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with Frankie Paul. My buddy Frankie Paul was headlining there this weekend.
Yeah.
And he says. When I finally was ready to pull out, he came walking out from his hotel building. He's like, I go, yeah, all right. See, I go, yeah, I was just, had a take. He goes, yeah, I was watching you from my window. Like, so you watch me? I was like, yeah, I was just seeing how capable you were. I was waiting for you to fall on your ass. And I said, if you did, now here's the best, if you next time you do that, you better video it. Yeah, it's like we videoed you playing fetch with my dog.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe my dog threw the ball that far and you got it. Anyway. So, you know, you got to have the camera ready. So how great would that have been? You know, comedian and caught, Florida boy comedian and caught in snowstorm. So he shows me falling on my ass and fucking getting pissed because the broom broke. Because that almost happened. You know, I was doing it with the broom. The handle almost came off while I was doing it and stuff.
Yeah.
Stuck and I caught it. I'm like, oh, don't let that happen.
So is this the first time you ever saw snow
No.
or just drove in it?
I may have driven in it once, but this is like real thick snow. Like, you know, it's like a foot in the ground.
Yeah, everyone who's listening who's from a place with snow thinks you sound like an idiot now.
Listen.
Like, oh, I was holding the broom and it almost came loose. Oh,
well,
everybody
listen.
Falls. You know how many times I've busted my ass walking across the street with ice on it?
All right. Well, listen, I don't fall. You fall. You know,
he's like the guy
in the
infomercial.
Yeah, I don't fall, man.
If you walked a little bit up there, you'd fucking fall.
No, that's what I'm saying. Listen, the night I was in Colorado, my dumb ass had Chuck Taylor's Converse sneakers on. And like
that's no traction there.
I was like sliding to my car after the show in the parking lot. I just started. I was doing like the fucking moonwalk. It was
right.
Awesome. See? But, you know, but no, listen, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's interesting how, not, you know, it seemed like, oh, my God, like an insurmountable task to get through all this shit. And I got up and I'm like, all right, so let's just do it. And I got done. You know, I knocked the shit all off.
Yeah. Got millions all, of people
right?
do it every
amazing.
Day.
It was amazing. I felt
right?
good.
Crazy.
I felt like a survivor.
I don't know how they do it anymore. I could not deal with that.
It's because you've been down here too long.
I am.
You've
I love
been
it.
Converted. Once you stay down here for so long, you're like, oh, God, why are you doing that? What's
yeah.
wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah. But listen, I don't know if I had a regular car. There's when I was leaving the hotel, those back streets, basically getting to the highway, were kind of, they're all, some of them had grooves. Like the two tire grooves, but there was just basically slush and snow on it. So you're driving. There's moments I started thinking, you know, if
slipping
I,
on the ice.
Yeah, you're going around, but I have all wheel drive, so I was just fucking dealing with it. But I was like, man, if I had a rear wheel drive car, I might be having trouble staying the fuck on the road. Yeah.
Where you were, was the terrain hilly?
There was a little bit.
A little bit.
That's
what
I'm
not
saying.
Too bad.
That's
I live in an extremely hilly place.
Yeah, that's. I
like,
wouldn't go on the road.
The kind of place when you left like work at night. On certain types of weather, you knew you were going to slide down the highway ramp onto the highway because that's how it was every single time. You just would hold tight.
That's amazing to me. Like I was there's certain like when I was worried about going to the club, there's because there's a road when you were going to go just to the club where you had to kind of go up like a little bit of a hill. You know, I don't know how high it was, but I imagine if it was snowy on that shit, I can imagine going up and so I can sliding back down.
Yeah.
You know
no,
what I mean?
It was crazy. I used to live up the top of a hill that turned in a sharp embankment halfway through, and it was pretty much standard that any major snowstorm, there was some accident on the hill,
yeah.
and then you could call and go, I can't go to work because I can't get off the hill. Like, and I'm thinking, who even talks like this? Like, growing up in Florida, I'm like calling someone saying, I can't get off my hill. Like, where am I?
Yeah. I can't get off
Who's
my hill.
Who's living like this? I didn't know people lived like that until I got
here.
Out of the state. Like,
I'm stuck up here. I can't get down.
Yeah.
Well, dude, that's the funny thing about it. Living in Florida, I've never had to deal with that. It's like never been so fucking hot that I'm like, you know what? I can't drive down the street because my tires are going to melt. It's going to get to that point, I guess. But you know what I mean? It's like, so it's really...
Sometimes it feels that way, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking go outside if it's too fucking hot. It's like...
gets a little steamy.
Oh, my God.
A little steam
room-ish. It's the worst.
The worst time, that is, when you're dressed up.
Ugh.
Like, you know, this
like
was...
when stuff's sticking to your body.
When you have to be, like, suit and tie during the summer.
There was nothing worse when I used to work in the banks, and I had to wear a suit and tie every day. And then, like I mentioned, like, you'd leave the bank, which is nice and crisp. And then you go out in your car, which has been sitting in the sun since like 8 that morning.
Baking.
And then you get in the car and you're like, oh, God, please turn the air on, you know. And that's why now all my cars have air-conditioned seats. You can't live in Florida without air-conditioned seats. So you get in the car.
I
now,
didn't even know they made AC seats.
Oh, man.
I have heated seats.
Yeah, but this is where the air comes out of the seat.
It's like a air
very
hockey
luxurious.
Table.
Yeah,
you're
like,
that's weird.
Like you float above the seat. I'd be like,
so you never.
This is the most underrated.
Like amenity
extra of a car,
yeah.
So you got to have that, and you're like a hockey puck in an air hockey game, and
pretty cool,
yeah. So and then it takes a while to get the car going. Now you get going, you get to the house, and a lot of times, a lot of older folks for some reason didn't like to turn the air on because they thought they're saving money. You know?
My grandparents did not have.
Yeah, they didn't.
AC.
We don't need air. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there in a suit, and it's like 90 degrees in the house, and I can just feel the sweat dripping down my back on. I hope it doesn't hit the jacket. Like, you know what I mean? I hope I don't sweat through the jacket.
Yeah.
Because I got more appointments to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get in the car and you go back and you're
you
like, okay, you're
blast
back.
Blast that AC
in
the car.
Oh, yeah. And it takes a while, too, because it's still hot and you couldn't find, you know, because everybody has the good parking spots under the shade. So then, you know, I'd get back in the car, go back. All right, I got to go somewhere else. I got to go to another appointment. You know, so in and out of the car and the AC and the heat, it's the worst.
You got to start going to work earlier to get that shady spot.
Should have a shower.
Imagine
by every
that.
Listen, it's going to come to the time where every parking lot will have a shower. You got that hot car. Just come and chill in the shower and go back to your
Wow, work. When global warming really hits Florida, that's what you're going to say. Showers in every parking
showers
lot.
Showers and lifeboats.
It sounds very Chinese.
Yeah.
Or Japanese. You know, like they have all those like nap places. We'll have shower places. You'll find the one shower place where there's like a happy ending shower or, you know, like a final... bathe or I don't know what they'll call it there.
Yeah, I don't know. Bathrobe is nice. Listen, when I don't feel good, when I feel really, really weird, nothing better than being in water. It's like being back in the mama's womb.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Get some thinking
really?
Done. Yeah.
There's something to weightlessness that's yeah. fun.
Yeah. Like a
I
pool,
mean,
a
I
shower.
I like swimming, but I'm not about like taking baths or nothing like that.
No.
No.
Well, you can drown in a bathtub.
You go in a bath and you're just laying there and it's like, all right, now what? I'm just in a big fucking bowl.
We had one of those big Roman tubs in our bathtub. We used it maybe twice in the 15 years we've been here. You know what I mean? We don't use the Roman tub. There's a couple times like, Henny, let's do some, you know.
The only time I like to take a bath is when I'm sick.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
You know, when you're sick
well,
and
you
just
you get
like
some
to
aches
just,
and pains.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Sore back. Throw some Epsom salt in there.
Sore back. You're a little sore. Take a nice big
hell
hot
yeah.
bath.
That's
See,
nice.
I think you're spoiled with your ability to bathe because, example, Dan,
spoiled with
6'7".
Yeah,
yeah, he
Dan
hasn't
has
been
time,
able
huh?
to fit in a tub since he was like 12.
Yeah.
So when we went on vacation,
well,
a
when
few
I fit in a
ago,
tub, it's like I'm 12.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he's kidding. When he takes a bath,
yeah,
it's in a sink.
Since he was 12, and he was like your height.
He takes a bath in a sink, and Minda, come on, he's not talking about the bathtub. Fills up the sink.
But no, I found a hotel room with a giant bathtub
Get
in it.
Get out of here.
So he could take a... He's never, like, for since he was a child, took a bath.
So I
guess, he found a way to take a bath, like, 4 times in, like, 2 days, and we went to Universal.
That's interesting.
So,
that's awesome.
Congratulations to Dan for taking advantage of a situation.
Oh, now we only look for hotel rooms
that's
with
so
giant
funny.
Tubs.
Listen, that's a joke. That's a joke for him.
That's
you know
really
what I mean?
Cool, though, because I want to now find a... Bat, with the giant tubs, it'll be like a fucking pool.
Yeah, it'll take laps. I was gonna be like, I'm gonna go to the pool. I got my own private pool.
Babe, we don't need to take Junior to the pool. I'm taking him to the tub. We're good.
That's
his wife's gonna
genius.
Go, his wife's gonna go. Elgin, where are you going with that raft? I'm going in the fucking tub.
Oh my god, you got to give me the link for that because I'm
but
going.
I can picture poor, you know, Dan, 6'7", right?
Yeah.
Trying to be in the tub. Like Dan can't be all the way in the tub. Like even like I'm 5'9". When I my tub, you got to kind of have your legs out of it. Even can I imagine like you're 6'7".
He needs like a 4-person tub for like him. Just
he's the only guy I know that gets in a tub and still needs like a footrest. You know, like one, like the thing. The guy goes in the tub and he still needs that fucking thing you put at the end of the couch to put your feet up.
Yeah, no, that's what we
Ottoman.
Do now.
Hey, would you mind?
Yo, that's actually a funny idea because you know they have the squatty potty in there that lifts your feet up. They can have the ottoman.
The
squatoman.
The squatoman. We're going to take it on
oh,
to
Oh, man, you better
Shark
trademark that
I
quick.
Just trademarked it just now.
Shark Tank, that bitch.
That's hilarious.
For all you tall guys out there, Mark Cuban, you know what I'm talking
for
about.
For you guys who like to take, you put your feet up on the squatoman.
Who doesn't like to take a bath and put your feet up?
It's hilarious.
That's awesome. See, you're going to make some money with that, bro.
That's probably my million dollar idea.
Maybe not.
Take this video down, dude.
I could be wrong. Yeah, we got to shut down the we're going to come back to you in a minute, everybody.
It's going to be we're going to see the squatman on fucking like QVC next week.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
The way the government works.
Senior potty.
It's crazy. Yeah, right?
all right. So now that we've talked about us in the opening of the show, what I wanted to think the thought of the day I wanted to share with you guys was and to me, that's one of the most interesting things that has happened in the last week or so. But was Kevin Hart losing his hosting gig of the Oscars because he wouldn't apologize again, or someone say he never really did apologize, but it was discussed. His anti-gay comments.
Oh, the old tweet thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has old bits. He has old bits that he did.
And one of the coolest things I seen done was Nick Cannon then in support of Kevin Hart posting several white women comedians jokes that were anti-gay, right?
Why are you gonna pick on the white ladies though? Come on, like you gotta pick on some biatches come on, everyone's the struggle is real.
Listen, let me say it this way:
did you pick out some white guys talking shit on gay guys? You're gonna a ton of white guy comedians.
Listen, if you're gonna make a point, you might as well do it perpendicularly. You know what I mean? If you're gonna find the complete opposite of you,
it's a white lady.
Yeah, the ladies. There was Schumer. What the fuck, Amy Schumer. Chelsea Lately was somebody
Chelsea
Handler.
But like, why do you gotta
Sarah
combat
Silverman?
It?
Yeah,
right?
Nah, man. That's a wussy thing to do. He combated it with some pussy little shit. Like, you want to say something about it?
Oh, you're just offended because you're a woman.
This is what I'm offended. Tell everyone that they're too easily offended and everyone's turned into a little biotch.
Well, you can't do that. You can't do that nowadays.
If he was a real, that's what you should do, not throw a bunch of girl comedians under the bus,
Now, hold on a second. We're talking about Nick Cannon. We're not talking about
bitches under the bus.
Listen, we're talking about Nick Cannon. You are. I'm talking about, in a sense, Kevin Hart did basically say, look, I've already discussed it. I've already talked about it.
Yeah.
I already had my,
Because he's a man.
And
Nick Cannon must be a little bitch. That's why he was with Mariah Carey or whoever.
I just thought, as an entertainer, I thought it was a bit ballsy to say, look, calling somebody out. Don't be. Because whether you want to call it racist or anything like that, it's being selective. Now, I won't put a label on it of being racist. I'm just going to put a label on it as being purposely selective to tell this guy, hey, you did this, and we want you to do this again. Whoever's really wielding the power of doing this, if it is solely the power of the LGBTQB, whatever the fuck, God bless them in the group. But at the same time, my feeling is, look, not like you just said, if you don't fucking like it, my message to the gay community is very simple. God bless you guys. Live your life. It's your life. Do whatever the fuck you want. Okay? But don't expect everybody to be cool with it.
Why There's always the gay community? Take this message to every community, because everyone's exactly, turning into my a point. Little biatch.
That's my point. That's my point.
It's not just gay people. It's every people. Like, if he had a huge rant about just gay people, that would be one thing.
Nonstop.
I bet he talks shit about all kinds of people. That's what being a comedian is.
Look at Lisa Lampanelli. This woman, she hasn't even been before. Did she actually retire, I heard?
She did.
Because her act is just completely, in a sense, makes fun of that and everybody like that. So... And the thing was, they loved her. The gay communities to come out and see her in droves. So I don't know what's changed. I don't know what's happened in the last 8 years or 5 years where all of a sudden now they can't stand her because she's making fun of reality
but
and things that are
everybody,
just the way it is.
Everyone in general is getting too sensitive and getting offended by everything.
Yeah. Look at the fucking song. The song,
things
"Honey,
used to
It's
be
Cold
fun.
Outside." Now somebody says, "Oh, it's against the Me Too movement. The guy's just trying to get banged." Listen, ladies, if you're upset that every single guy out there is trying to get laid, you better fucking realize that's the way it is.
Yeah, well, and then It's a Wonderful Life. Talking shit on suicidal people.
Listen,
so let's take that off.
If my wife, I walked out that studio right now, my fucking wife says, "I'm out of here, fat boy. I don't want to ever see you again." And I realized that the finalization of that moment, the first thing I'd be thinking is, "Fuck. I got to nail some other chick right now." It's just right? That's it. I don't give a fuck. This has got to happen.
You got to take the 12 days of Christmas off.
That's,
I can't afford 5 gold rings.
I know.
I got a baby coming.
I can't do it.
It's very inconsiderate to the poor. everybody,
This is why no one does comedy on college campuses anymore. Everyone has ruined it with your shitty participation.
A week or two ago, some guy who's a writer for SNL got kicked out of his act at Columbia University because I guess he did things where they considered racist.
Yeah, I don't remember. I can't quote what he said. So
I read it last week. It was it was basically, was it Middle East? I can't remember. The bottom line is that it's like I always said, when I tell my wet vac joke, the best laugh I ever got from that joke was in El Paso, Texas. That was full of Mexican people. And that joke never hit harder than that night in front of Mexicans. But then you still got some of that, oh my God, I can't believe he fed that. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, people are getting offended because they think they should be offended by things.
Somebody will look at them like, I can't believe you weren't offended by that.
Yeah, but some things are funny, and funny is funny.
That's a saying that people are saying that now. I can't believe you weren't offended by that. Derek Richards, comedian, was doing I think it was in Brad Garrett's room. He posted on Facebook. He does a joke when he was young and worked at a store at some restaurant, Applebee's or something.
Okay.
That he basically told some training chick that was hosting to put all the white people on one side of the restaurant, put all the black people on the other. And God, when they came out after their break, they saw that the room was half and half, and they couldn't believe the chick followed their instructions. And they were like, "Oh my God, what happened?" And then, it's a joke he does and stuff. And some lady started screaming, "That's a racist joke!" I'm like, and he was like, "It's not." First of all, it happened when I was 14. You know, I mean, you know, whatever. There's just somebody just didn't, they have to fucking speak up. You got to speak up. So, you know, hopefully it gets better. A lot of comics think it is getting better. A lot of comics that I've spoken to here on the show and I travel, they said, yeah, I think it's getting better eventually. But I don't know.
That shouldn't get me. So how many years did he host the Oscars already?
Who, Kevin Hart?
Yeah, he ever
None.
Done it before? Oh, this is his
this
first time?
This
would have
been his first one.
Yeah. See, I thought he had done it a couple times before, and I was like, hey, maybe they did you a favor. I mean, how many times do you really want to host the Oscars? It's kind of boring.
I think it was like a life goal, you know? Like, I think it is for any comic
so
to do
messed
that.
Up. But you
it
know
is.
What?
They say it's a shitty gig because you got it's so much hard work. And
well,
they got
so much pressure, yeah. Yeah. You gotta have
and it doesn't pay that much.
It's
like
not
a high,
about that. It's a status.
Prestige
yeah.
of saying you hosted the Oscars.
It's a status thing, dude.
I mean, that would be a good TV credit, I guess, right, as a
Are
comic.
Are you kidding? Yes.
Dougie Almeida, you know, finalist World Series of Comedy, and he hosted the Oscars. I guess yeah. I wouldn't.
I'm sure those
you're
two
gonna
credits
go right,
would be side they, by yeah. side. Like,
you're going to jump right yeah. to that.
You've seen him on Comedy Time. And he also recently hosted the Oscars.
For 2 seconds before his camera went out, he was on the late night with Jimmy Fallon. So watch out. He's coming to your screen this
That's right.
year. Well, you look, start with what is it for the theater people? What is that award?
The
not
well,
the Grammys,
SAG.
Not the
People's Choice.
No,
this is the Tony.
The Tony.
Yeah,
so
Tony's
we'll
for
start
theater.
You with the Tonys.
Yeah.
And we'll move you up.
I'm going to go host the Tonys.
Yeah.
Tell my wet back joke in front of the Tonys. By the way, a lot of people are auditioning.
There ain't going to be any Mexicans there.
There are a lot of people auditioning for America's Got Talent.
We could get you an audition in front of a bunch of guys named Tony. that might be more yeah. likely.
Come on, guys. Stop it. A lot of people auditioned for America's Got Talent. In Tampa and Orlando. I think Orlando was today or yesterday and Tampa the day before. And so good luck. I was going to send a video to someone who I can get a fast track for.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, you know, I don't know. I wanted to do it in this year. I said, I'm going to probably wait till next year now. Just,
why?
Yeah, because I just,
you
because
think
I'll
you'll be stronger next
I'll be,
year.
I'll be much more prepared. Because now I'm going to spend the next whole year performing so that I could just do all. So I'll have a solid almost 30, 45, 50 minutes of just that
there
material for that TV show
oh.
to go in and out. Because, you know,
I don't need that much time.
When I was in North Carolina on this last trip, I thanks to Summit Comedy, had a great show over at the 26 Acres Brewery on Thursday night. No snow. Beautiful place. Nice and cool. Packed. Packed fucking house. You know, it's one of those shows where it's packed and you're like, and the guy, Samuel T. J. Comroe, the guy who was one of the finalists in last year at America's Got Talent, the kid with Tourette's. A comic who came in the top four this past season.
Okay.
He headlined it.
There was another comic with Tourette's.
Yeah.
Isn't he ripping off the Drew Lynch thing?
Isn't I don't
think
that he can rip off
Lynch?
An illness.
Stutters.
Oh, stuttering.
Yeah.
Stuttering Tourette's.
See, that's
okay,
very,
yeah, my bad. Sorry.
It's very inconsiderate of you to confuse stuttering with Tourette's.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm a pretty fucking inconsiderate person. So that's part
own
of
up,
the course.
Own up to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what the hell?
I agree. So, and, you know, the show is packed. So, the host comes out, does great. Then the guest spot comes out. And this guy is doing great. I'm like, oh, so you're having that moment like, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? And then I went up, did, what did I do, 15 minutes? Fucking, you know, just had a great set. Everything went great. So that was a great night. And he crushed the guy, Sam, did great.
Cool.
It was good to see the show. And I had such fun on stage, I forgot to sell my merch. I forgot this.
Really?
I brought the T-shirts up there, and I'm standing back. Does anybody want to buy them? But, he said, one of the things he said, even during his act, was, I don't want to say his joke, but, like the producers of the show said, no, you can't do this material. No, you can't do this
yeah,
material.
I'm sure.
They almost rewrote material, had to rewrite mm-hmm. material. And it was funny. He's like, it's not fair. You can't tell the guy who does card tricks that he can't use those cards.
Right.
You know, he's sitting yeah. there, which is a great point. It's funny. So, if
so
I'm going to do
crazy.
It, if I'm going to do it, I don't want to have to go, fucking working on the fly. I want to go in there. Ready to fucking win the damn thing. You know, have like, I got 40 minutes, 30 minutes alone, a little 30 second, 90 second, whatever the fuck, little TV snippets that you want to do. So,
all right.
So I'm going to probably wait.
Isn't it crazy? Like, it used to be like, oh my God, that's a clean comic, you know, because he's not saying the F word and, you mm-hmm. know, just generally wholesome topics. Now, being a clean comic isn't just not dropping the F word and having wholesome topics. You're not offending anyone.
That's a great
point. You're not like talking shit on anyone but yourself. And if you can't directly relate it to you and make it disparaging about yourself, then you really can't say it at all. And if it's not like, that's not clean comedy. That's shitty comedy. I'm sure your shit's very funny. I'm not saying about that. I'm just saying it's like it takes the edge off a really good comedy.
Everything.
Can you imagine
is...
if you did that to Richard Pryor?
That's what I. Oh my God! I've said the same thing the other day.
But if you ever watched
right? all the classics,
could you
Richard Pryor,
if you're like, bro, I'm gonna need you to take that down a couple notches.
Yeah,
Rodney you know, Dangerfield. Hey, Chris Farley, can you not do that?
Chris Farley.
Yeah.
You know,
no, it's
Sam
listen,
Kennison.
I had a
yeah. hey. Andrew Dice Clay.
I had a venue one time ask me.
Ridiculous.
Listen, we want to do a venue,
Chris Rock.
But we want
so
to do
many.
We want to do exclusively just clean comics, clean. And I said I have no interest. And the guy said, really? It's a good. It was gonna be a really big budget. And I'm like. I just, to be limited, you know what I mean? To put it like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have that conversation every time I go to hire somebody. Like, okay, you got to be, you know, are just working with clean comics themselves. You know what I mean? These aren't the cats for the most part. You know, I mean, not a lot of clean comics, are, don't get me wrong. But you know what I mean? I'm going to be hanging around.
A lot of clean comics are not original and they're fucking hacky.
Well,
that's what it is. Yeah. And so, to be a clean comic who isn't those things is amazing.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you're not edgy at all. Like, you're not saying anything that's super thought-provoking or, like, where, you know, you remember it the next day and you talk about it.
Well,
it's just a bunch of, like, well, oh, I was
only,
in the rain.
The only thing I'm going to disagree with, I've seen stuff, and I thank Jimmy Schubert for this, spent a little time with him. Some of the jokes and how they write, just take some of the simplest things and make them very fucking funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and put the discussion of it, the act of it, the you know what
the
I mean?
The way they present it.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, and you
know,
can,
Brian Regan is very funny, man.
Yeah, you can talk about anything and make it funny,
dude.
Where it's like, you could be really.
It's just the way he tells the story,
yeah.
and the way he
but
presents it, it's hilarious.
It's not the norm, though. That's
what
no, I'm
saying. No, that's like,
I
that's
think
what I'm
that's
saying.
What
that's
makes
that's
somebody
when,
super
that's
special.
When, that's, when somebody has, somebody has to be a true wordsmith and a real writer to write stuff.
Yes.
And also be a. Almost like an actor in a sense, or
a performance artist
that's going to actually perform the act out.
There's
and
a big
the act
difference
itself.
Between a comic who's a performance artist and a comic who's a writer.
Yeah.
Right.
Much.
You're
there,
absolutely
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Just the whole experience is very different.
Yeah.
And I believe most comics
like
tend to be
Stephen
more
Wright
one than the
just
other.
Hilarious.
Yeah, as opposed to monologist, what they call monologist, just sit up there at a mic and talk.
Yeah, he's just very monotone, very... dry and one, like one-liners.
There you go.
Hilarious.
It's that time, everybody.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. By the way, we're all going to see Peter this week. On Wednesday, we have our Wake Up Late with Dougie show holiday dinner.
Yeah.
And new location. Won't tell you where.
Okay. I think I asked you that.
It's
I'm
near
like,
you,
the
isn't
hell
it?
Is it? I don't know where it is.
No,
where
you don't.
It's, at.
It's in Delray Beach.
Did you?
I put the
message
name,
me back.
Yeah,
Who's in Delray? You're in Delray.
I'm in Delray.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
perfect.
Yeah, bring it to the backyard.
So Wednesday night, we're all going to be there. So Peter has been invited. He's coming. He's no longer on the show, but and Ciro is coming. And Ciro's taking a little break. He's taking because he could probably get another car. but and stuff like that. But he'll be there, and a couple people won't be able to make it. But we're gonna have some fun, and so Peter will be around.
Man, Del Rey's a great choice.
Yeah, I already checked out the menu online and everything. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's
dude.
A good
yeah,
place. It's
yeah.
not. It's not Costco pizza, like the one year. Peter Letter would never. He'll bring that shit up till the day I fucking die.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm gonna be in the hospital one day. God forbid. You know, I'll be sitting there. Peter will be like, I always thought you were the greatest friend of mine, Doug. You're a great guy. I mean, that time you got the Costco pizza.
Well,
I mean,
he's the definition of a ball buster.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's Peter, and we love him for it. Peter, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Talking about intolerance and people that have too much time in their hands, Principal bans candy canes because they're J-shaped, and that stands for Jesus.
Well, they're not J-shaped. They go the other way.
Yeah, they're canes.
They're hook shaped.
Have you ever seen anyone
shaped.
Walk with a
yeah,
cane?
Exactly.
Yeah. with the
no, there they go,
are
course.
You playing field hockey
they're
or
J shaped?
A school principal.
How
has
do
been...
you even hang it the J way.
They're not candy J's. Yeah.
You can't hang it that way.
School principal has been placed on leave after banning certain Christmas decorations, including candy canes, because they are shaped like the letter J. We all know it's because she probably got one caught up her ass when she was younger.
Oh, my God.
The principal also banned anything red or green in the classrooms. Bah, humbug. Because they're colors of Christmas.
She's banning 3D.
Yeah, because they're not learning primary colors anymore at that school.
No more 3D glasses or red or green. Yeah.
If anybody even says the word ho.
All right. Well, what a lame ass school that has to go to. Jennifer, holy crap! That's like I'd be yanking my kid out of that school so quick as soon as they started banning colors.
This is a byproduct of all these liberal colleges that are putting out teachers with this somewhat weird outlook on life. Jennifer Sinclair, the new principal at Manchester Elementary School in Omaha, sent a memo to her staff detailing which items would be banned, according to the news. Not acceptable.
You can't ban colors.
Items or practices also include Christmas trees in classrooms. No Christmas trees. Playing Christmas music. Singing Christmas carols. Reindeer. No fucking reindeer. Making Christmas ornaments as gifts. And no fucking elves on a shelf.
Yeah, but I bet that dumb teacher accepted gifts from those kids.
However, she did it.
Gifts were banned.
Yeah, you can get me anything you want, by the way.
Yeah, I'll take my registries at Walmart for teacher appreciation, but...
However, Sinclair did allow snowmen, snowflakes, oddly enough, gingerbread people, penguins, hot chocolate, scarves, and a few other items.
Gingerbread people.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Gingerbread person.
Can you imagine that you're going to make a gingerbread person and you put some boobs on it? And then she'll be like, oh, my God, you put boobs on it. That's disgusting. That's like, you know, it's sexist. No, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, it's a lady. Or maybe, what is it called when you're not a gender now?
It's,
You're a cis.
No, cisgender's regular people, no, right?
Cis. When you're not a gender, is that something?
X factor?
Well, I know when you don't like sex, you're asexual. Right. But I think there is a thing when you don't identify with any gender, thus refusing to call yourself. Yeah. So I think that's what the gingerbread people need to be turned
into. They could be.
There is something.
They put her on administrative leave, the local school district, saying she did not consult with administrators about the policy prior to putting it out. Yeah, that's, you know.
Yeah, she went way hard Nazi on that. Like, you know, if you know anything about turning things into a dictatorship, you break people in a little bit. You don't go right to red and green.
Yeah.
You know, you start by making them call them ginger people, and then 5 years later, you ban trees and red and green. You're rolling in phases.
You got to ease in.
Yeah,
to
you can't just you jump can't right just, there.
You know, you got to slow roll.
At least she's, what, fired on leave?
Yeah.
All right. So, and where did this happen?
In Omaha.
Oh, God, they don't like that. Omaha, you would Nebraska. Think, you know, who's going like, to, in Nebraska, be like...
Yeah, that was an odd thing to me, too.
Anti-Christmas.
Well, this is some girl, the woman who probably went to... She probably went to Berkeley, got her degree.
Smooth, healthy.
What the
I'm
hell?
I'm telling you, there's news sites that don't have ads on them.
Yahoo. Well, I tried to go to one, it just blanked me out. Girl opens Christmas present she gave to a boy when she dumped him back in 1971.
Wait, she did what with the present?
She just opened it.
Oh, she just opened it.
Yeah, girl opens present, Christmas present she gave to boy when she dumped him back in 1971. St. Alberta, it's in Canada, right?
So she gave it to him.
But she still had it.
And a man in Edmonton who made international headlines for holding on to a wrapped Christmas gift from a high school girlfriend who dumped him nearly 50 years ago. I'm reading the fucking girl opens city Christmas, a girl opens Christmas present she gave to boy. That's what the fucking headline says. Just letting you know, I'm not high. Well, headlines for holding on to a wrapped Christmas gift from high school girlfriend who dumped him nearly 50 years ago finally learned what it was on Thursday when she traveled to the city and opened it for him.
Oh,
see?
Wow, that's stalkery. See, 50 years later, you didn't open my present? I'm driving there right now. We're going to open it together.
Not even, I mean, the 50 years later?
Yeah.
Are you still alive? Are you still alive? Let's meet up.
Well, they sound.
I mean, they're not almost dead. It was from high school. They're, fucking, they're like 60 now. They're retired.
No, that was just, they sound like that. That's just their voice.
Jesus,
maybe.
He's like,
I thought that you made him like 90 or something. Like,
I did, but.
He made him, he made him like
I'm,
a bad.
I'm trying to make a U turn now. And
he made like a Bob, like a bad zombie movie.
No.
Yeah, she's like, 60. I'm going to see my present. What is it?
No, she went from an annoying high school girlfriend to an annoying retired friend on Facebook. Adrian, I want to see your reaction myself.
Adrian Pierce, now married, father of two, received the small
like a
present.
A nightmare for him.
Wrapped in shiny purple paper shortly before Christmas of 1971 from Vicki Allen, not the actress, who was his first sweetheart at George S. Henry's secondary school in Toronto. But when she handed it to him, she broke up with him, dejected. Pierce returned to his family home, threw it under a Christmas tree, and vowed never to open it. I'll never open that thing from that cunt.
I feel like dude wrapped some shit up and like
so fucking ridiculous.
Needed some more Instagram followers and was like, I haven't opened this present since 1952 or whatever that time was. I don't know. There's something seems a little...
Well, it happens here. The story last December about the unopened gift appeared on TV, newspapers and websites around the world. And as Allen stood on stage in a packed cafe northwest in the city and peeled away the paper with Pierce standing beside her and his wife, Janet, in the audience, she herself did not know what she'd see because it was so long ago she had forgotten what she got the guy.
So
how do you forget something like that? Here's a gift. I'm breaking up with you at the same time. You would remember that forever. Unless, I mean, obviously.
It'll be really.
If she breaking
really
up with him, like she was probably re-gifting. Yeah. Like, she doesn't know what the hell it was. She's like, oh, I don't want this piece of shit.
It'll be really embarrassing if it's like a cock ring.
Well, it's a lot of anticipation.
If it's an April Fool's, I'm not breaking up with you.
You never called. I thought it was over.
I love you, and I want to have a threesome.
It was really my phone number or my address. Yeah. I've been waiting in this room for 50 years. It was an address.
Oh, man. Yeah, but what I was thinking is, like, after all of that, and, you know, she doesn't remember. Could you imagine? She's probably a nervous wreck thinking, what did I get this guy? All this anticipation. What happens if it's like a piece of shit? Like a piece of, not real, literal, but, you know, just a terrible present.
Right.
You know, like
what's
a McDonald's
the worst thing that ever happened
giveaway
to you, like in a relationship like that? Like, I had a girl break up with me.
I never broke up with someone and gave them a fucking wrapped present.
I got a girl broke up with me on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is, I handled it pretty good because I had two other girlfriends at the time.
Sure,
oh, well.
Yeah.
No, honestly,
this is
before internet and shit. You can get away with that stuff.
Not anymore.
Oh, it's true. It's so true.
It was easy to have two or three girlfriends back then. You know what I mean? You had the steady girlfriend, and then you had the girl you met in college.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had Friday, Saturday, midweek.
Wow.
You know?
I know, Doug, you had a deep bench.
I'm just...
Ladies galore. Just, who am I gonna fuck tonight?
But that's why I'm such
anybody
a good guy now.
I know,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't
well,
need any of that shit anymore.
Well, you found your number one.
Fuck yeah.
So, you know, you cleared the bench for her. You ever tell her that, babe? I cleared the bench for
you. Honey, I fucked every girl on earth. Now, like, there's you, so here we are.
And you were the last, and then I was like, hey, I don't have any more people to fuck anymore, so let's do this.
I almost fucked every girl, and I almost fucked the guy, so now it's time to get married, honey. It was a small box. She actually said, oh, no, Alan exclaimed. She finally saw it. She goes, I can't give this to him. She said, it was a small box called Love Is. I think that's an Ahmed, that's a Nadeem Awad joke. Love Is. New ways to spot that certain feeling with cartoons and saying about love. So she was giving him a book about love when she was dumping
breaking
him
up with him?
Yeah.
That is weird.
That is weird. That's kind of mean.
I feel like it's all very contrived.
Yeah.
It's to sell this book called Love Is. It's a big publicity stunt.
You're going to find out like his daughter wrote it or something.
My buddy Bobby Grazioso says, you are so right, man, about my dating multiple girls. Having three girls for the week was the norm. It was. It was fucking brilliant. It's like, you know, but then I'm telling you, that's like opening Pandora's box. You get so used to it and then you're with one, you're like, oh, my God.
It's so great. That's how you're supposed to end
Well,
that.
The first one.
Oh, my God. It's
well,
so
that's
amazing.
What I'm saying. Then you would
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Now when I'm just with one, it no, was but the best decision I ever made.
I'm talking about the ones before the one.
Oh, you're like, okay. Oh.
You're with that one. You're like, okay, this is cool. And then you're like dating and you're doing stuff. And then some girl, you meet some other girl like, oh, my God, she's, you know, and then she likes you and you're like, hey, you want to, yeah, I'll go hang out.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing you know, you're, oh, you know, getting knee deep and. You're like, oh, I can't leave the other one. I can't leave the other one. She's pretty cool. And then you're like, all right, what are you going to do? I got to go away for the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Now you got to live two lives, man.
Yeah. But guy, now you just have like multiple social media pages. That's how you pull that off today.
Oh, really? So, but you have to be a completely
different people.
You would have to, right? Wouldn't you have to be two different people? You couldn't be Doug and Douglas.
What's up? People have chat phones, you know? Like,
yeah.
You have your regular phone.
Anytime you see somebody with two phones, that
you know
that
serious.
Is a red flag right there.
Big time.
The two phone situation. I don't care how many businesses you own. Like I know CEOs of like multi-million dollar companies. Yeah. You know what? They got one phone.
You got a burner.
They only got one phone. Yeah, two phones.
You got a burner.
No bueno.
Hold on a second. I got to call you on my other phone.
Yeah.
Perry Sack has two phones.
Why you got to put him out like
I'm
that?
Just, but, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
wow, just throwing him out there like that.
That was your boy, man.
Trying to go there.
That, listen, Perry.
Yeah, he has his other phone for his business. Come on, Dougie.
He does.
That's
business.
What it is. It's blowing up right now. He has a retail location.
Yes.
So that's what it probably is.
Listen, him and his girl, if there was another woman, his woman's probably with her. They're great group of folks. Here's a story. Uranus Examiner ends publication blaming judgmental people.
Okay, well that makes sense.
Well, I guess here's the story: is they asked the paper's called the Uranus Examiner. So, you know what I mean?
How did somebody like decide to go with that? Is that real?
I think that's amazing. Wait, read that again. The headline:
Uranus Examiner ends publication. Blaming judgmental people.
So is Uranus the name of a town?
In Uranus, Montana.
There we go.
The Uranus Examiner, a small Missouri newspaper.
That's amazing.
You know, you would think the early settlers, when you went, hey, we're going to name this place one of the planets.
I don't think it was
you
want to
call it Mars? No. You want to call it Jupiter? No.
It's like the Native Americans were naming it after a planet after.
Yeah.
Is that
well,
what you're doing
the last
there?
Chief used to live here.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just wondering. See, it's for me, it's less about the indigenous people who named Uranus, Montana via the Dougie story and more the person who named the paper. So I'm in the marketing meeting for my new paper.
Exactly.
And I'm looking at Uranus Examiner.
Yeah.
How about the Uranus Post? Or, you know, the Uranus Daily.
The Uranus Probe.
The Uranus Plug.
I'm just saying, I just really wonder how someone's like, Examiner.
Mm-hmm.
and then what's the tagline? Like we probe real deep, like you know the Uranus Examiner.
Yeah.
We
nothing good. We pull up all the polyps. The Uranus Examiner, a small Missouri. I'm sorry, Missouri. It says a
whatever Montana, yeah. Well, Missouri. Might as well all be
what
the
what is
one
Montana?
Same place.
MA city state MA Montana is it MO
MT.
No, I think
Montana MATMT MO is a Missouri. A small Missouri newspaper whose name inspired chuckles. And Groans launched a few months ago, is now closing. They're closing Uranus. The paper's editors announced the end of the publication Friday after publishing just 5 editions since September.
Wow.
Oh, so this was a new idea?
This was a new thing.
Oh yeah, because, you know, newspapers are hot right now.
Right.
So yeah. I definitely want to get into that business.
Paper media. Yeah, it's literally, it's toilet paper.
It was plan B after the VCR repair shop didn't work.
I was going to say it was plan B after someone had the URL already. Uranus Examiner. I don't even want to see what Uranus Examiner .com is. That's right.
They were gonna do a website, and then but the domain was taken. So they said, let's do a newspaper.
And the website has all these tags on it. Gaping? What's gaping?
Oh, Dougie, now we know what you search for.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Stan Stamets posted on Facebook.
Too specific on that one. Search bar, right there.
You know gaping, any other things?
Uranus Examiner gaping. Yeah. Uranuses.
The only other thing I was butt plug. I thought a plug
in outer space on Uranus.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a gaping universe.
It's a new series.
Managing editor Natalie Sanders and Louis Keene, the paper's owner and publisher, blamed a judgmental fuddy-duddy squad for the Examiner's demise.
Oh, my God. Is that what they're blaming?
They said many people supported the paper, but banks declined to loan any money to a paper known as the Uranus Examiner.
Okay, let me tell. What was their names? Give me their first names again. I got to do a personal shout-out to them.
To the two?
Yeah, what's their first names?
Natalie Sanders.
Natalie.
And Louis Keene.
Okay, Louis and Natalie, let me tell you something. From not even a business perspective, just from the perspective of somebody on Earth, they did not give you loans, not because of the unique name of your paper, but because, in fact, it was a paper. And newspapers aren't something that people back, for the last 20 years, they've pretty much been going out of business.
Yeah.
And in the future, if you do want to name something Uranus Examiner, make it a paper about porn. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it porn related. Maybe it's the swingers.
Or make it a paper that you can use. Or make it a paper that you can use to wipe your ass when you're done.
Or that. Right? Or maybe it's a paper devoted to those who love asses.
Yeah, I mean,
in all shapes or forms.
I mean, yeah, it sounds like a really great name for a very specific magazine.
Like
all
a
the
fetish,
stories, all
a
the
fetish,
the,
fetish, a fetish magazine. Magazine.
All the
that
stories
is what it should.
All
have
the
been.
Stories in there have to be about ass or shitting or.
Something
or butts,
yes.
Or
that
rear
should
ends.
Be the. So let's
you can have like you can
this.
Have you can have like car accidents, but there'll have to be a rear-ended.
I think we're rebranding this.
Yeah,
this,
we're gonna help you guys out.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a news flash out that they're reopening now, thanks to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We just got a great idea.
Oh man, and
we got
now have free advertising in the Uranus Examiner for life.
We got a loan,
and
we
they should specifically
it.
Target going to like the adult expos and right. and get back into the
That's
game, guys.
The Uranus
about.
One magazine at a time.
People need content.
One ass at a time. One anus at a time. Uranus.com.
Not my anus. Uranus.
Wow.
That's got to be in there somewhere.
All right. So we got this. We're helping people around the country. That's what we do here. You know, while Dougie finds the next story, what are we going to talk
about?
Well,
this is, this is a bit sad thing. Some people have horrible lives, and they have to bring other people and enroll other people into their horrible lives. Right?
Yeah.
Brian Coronado, comic from local South Florida comic, just saw a post he put just minutes before the show that I guess some other comic was talking shit about him. And he basically came out and said, look, you, if you don't like me or hate me, it ain't going to slow me down, motherfucker.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
good
you know,
for him.
Because people are just
Who's
fucking...
talking shit on Brian? That's ridiculous.
Well, you know.
Okay.
You're talking about local or just comics. So, man yells, there's no Santa at a Florida holiday event. Bunch of kids sitting there. Dad, Santa, there's no fucking Santa, kids.
Those at the Delray tree lighting this year. No, I'm just kidding. But
oh,
that'd be a great
God.
Place for it, right?
Man, we performed there last year.
Like a loudspeaker.
But that's hilarious.
The Cape Coral, Florida.
If he drove by with a big speaker on top. Like in fucking Back to the Future. Vote for Mayor Thomas or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. There's no Santa.
Children of Delray Beach.
Or the Blues Brothers.
Please understand this. Your parents are lying to you. There is no Santa Claus.
Oh,
that's right.
You know what?
There
we
is,
shouldn't be saying this. We're on Facebook Live.
There is no
there
North
is
Pole.
There is Santa Claus, kids.
There is no North Pole. There are elves, but they don't help Santa.
Do you think it hurts kids to think there's a Santa?
I was thinking like someone overly PC was going to come out against it soon. Like, you can't lie to your kids about a fake man, you know.
Yeah, and let Santa's... them know that you worked hard to get these presents. It's not a fake. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and you know, like, Santa is really divisive when it comes to income.
People are going to be like, kids have rights. You can't lie to your kids.
Think about that. Like, you know, the idea behind Santa is almost like a religious theme in that, you know, if you're good.
Well, it's St. Nicholas.
If you're good, you're a good boy or girl, you'll be rewarded with the afterlife or a present on Christmas Day. You know, so it's like a check and balance
system.
What
kind of swing did we just take? You're rewarded with the afterlife or a present?
It's the same on a bigger scheme of things.
What's behind door number one
forever,
or door number two?
Or we can take this, what's in the box.
You understand that the
correlation
you're making,
we're saying we use it to control people.
Somebody would say it's a way to control your kid to be a good kid by telling you, hey, if you're not good, you can blame Santa.
I think everyone says that.
Listen, if you don't get something, I'm going to blame fucking Santa.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
All the parents do that.
I don't care about any parent what you tell your kids. But if you're out there at fucking Walmart buying all this toys with your kids there, like, who's this for? Oh, this is for the neighbors. Who's Santa? You know, you got to tell the kids there's no Santa at least by what, 6 years old, 7 years old,
what,
maybe eight.
Why?
No. It don't work like that.
You let them find out.
Yeah,
and you let them find out.
It usually takes them. Till about
you
seven
don't tell
to,
them you explain
to
them
and then
but you don't
let
tell
me ask,
them you don't
let me,
break
let me
their
ask
heart.
You this when they come to you because you're about to be a pops when your kid comes to you and says, daddy, is there's someone said there's no Santa Claus, it's not real,
I'm gonna say, do you believe in Santa Claus? Then he's real.
No, he said he's not,
because we believe in him, and
he's
comes
real in your heart.
Yes,
that's what it is.
That's what I'm telling
daddy. Why are
you
lying
to
me, daddy? Why are you lying to me? You're lying to me, daddy.
This is the bigger question.
I'm gonna start smoking.
I hope my
kid
doesn't
sound
like that.
Yeah, me either.
I'm gonna start smoking crack and dating girls with that's
the correlation between not liking.
That's what's gonna happen.
You find out Santa isn't real, and then you start smoking crack rocks.
I'm gonna start going to strip clubs and find some fake ID, and I'm gonna start doing whippets
because you told me.
And I start masturbating more.
He's falling into a fucking vortex.
God.
Yes. Dougie, come back.
Daddy.
He's having flashbacks later.
Yeah, I'm gonna
PTSD from his past.
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna run away.
You definitely had a traumatic Santa experience, didn't you?
No,
Dougie, what happened, man?
Tell us. This is what we're here for.
The only time I can remember Santa when I still believed in it, we had, in the Hispanic culture, you celebrate the night before.
Yeah.
And
we do.
Italians do too.
Yeah. And so we're all, I don't know how old, like,
I can't
5
wait.
Years
it's all
old.
About Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years old, whatever it was, 6 years old. No, it's probably 6, 7,
okay.
6. And I remember being at our house in,
uh-huh.
in Matagate.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, somebody said, "What's that noise?" One of the older kids said, "What's that noise? Something's on the roof."
Yeah.
And we went to the front door, and there was this guy in a Santa suit,
uh-huh.
and we all freaked out, like, "Oh my God, we couldn't believe it! It's Santa!"
That's uh-huh. amazing.
Which we later found out it was our good family friend Manny Peary, which is
okay.
a great family, who was nice enough to put the suit on.
Sounds like
and,
a nice person.
Yeah, and we all believed it. And then, you know, then eventually I had 3 older brothers, so eventually they broke it to me.
Oh, that's what I was going
like,
to ask. What was
it's
the
not
traumatic
a, it's
experience?
Not a real, he's not real, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
so
we
your brothers ruined it for you, basically.
Yeah, but I had my, you know, but then again, I figured out because, you know, your mom would come home, everything was in the Sears catalog. My mom would say, look in the Sears catalog and mark stuff down, I could send to Santa.
See, paper media. The
you
Sears
know I mean?
Catalog. Remember
yeah,
that
check,
shit?
Check the things you want to sell.
No, Algin, I'm sorry. I'm not really old enough to remember the Sears catalog. I mean, you know, I'm really from an internet kind
fucking
of age.
You got everything for Christmas on the Sears catalog.
Yeah.
I remember the last thing I got was this Evel Knievel kit.
I don't know.
It sucked, actually. It was a piece of shit, but had all these little plastic pieces of Evel Knievel jumping the snake river and the other, and his motorcycle. And like, he rolled it out, and it was like a plastic piece of shit that molded weird and fucking
okay.
useless. Yeah. I
didn't
play
that's
with
so
it
funny.
Long.
You could never test anything, look at it,
yeah.
see it.
You just
yeah.
you look at, you look
it's
at the
just
picture.
Like, it just said Evel Knievel thing.
You would,
$35.
Well,
probably
there's
like,
an amazing
35
commercial.
Cents.
Yeah.
You would sit there, you would find yourself just staring at the photo of the toy. Like, I can't wait to play with it. And then like with video games, right? Like, I remember the first started getting video games, like you would look at the box, like you look at the pictures of the games on it, like, I can't wait to play that.
You don't even know what it is.
You know,
it's just blips.
It just looks cool as shit.
It's just blips.
Just look at those pixels in that picture. It's amazing.
This game must be phenomenal. All the bleeps and bloops.
Beep, beep, but beep. No, I get what you're saying, but for me it was the Toys R Us catalog.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you
yeah, Toys R Us.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
course.
Sears is like way throwback, but
that's,
Toys
yeah,
R
yeah.
Us, we're feeling that.
Right.
We can identify.
KB
so
Toys, remember
is,
that fucking
oh,
place?
Wow, KB.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I hate to tell you this, kids, but we've run out of time.
Oh,
no.
Man, we were just getting back to the and now yeah. Toys R Us is gone.
No more Toys R Us.
It's coming back,
happen?
Though. It's coming back as Jeffrey's Toy Box.
Yeah, and Walmarts and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Oh,
yeah.
And Walmart.
Different places, too.
He's revived.
Anyway, thanks for joining us today on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show live, or if you're listening to us on Podbean, Stitcher, or iTunes, we appreciate you guys listening. Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and join our fan page on Facebook at the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. We're going to start broadcasting the show, I think, from there as soon as everybody gets on there. So go to that and go to our archive site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. You can check out all our shows going back to 2013. As well, you can join in being a patron and donate to the show if you watch us. $1, $2 a day.
Or the Amazon thing.
Right. You can do your holiday shopping on the Amazon thing there and order your stuff. It helps out the team here. It goes to gas money for everybody.
You don't even
here.
Actually have to really give us money. Just buy the stuff you're going to buy already.
Get what you want. Buy something
it's
real expensive.
It's the easiest way. That's
buy your
how
next
I'm
car. Buy your next car. That would be one hell of a check we'd get on the association.
Wow.
By the way, guys, real quick, other than that, I'm going to be at Gregory's Comedy Club in Cocoa Beach this Thursday through Saturday. So if you're out there, come out and check us out. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates and go to me, Dougie Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter. Minda?
You can find me on any social at Minda is Awesome. And this Saturday, December 15th, at Comedy Basement Show. Come out to the Comedy Basement in Deerfield Beach. Doing our monthly shows, the last one of the year. We got headliner Cal Verducci in doing some impressions, so it's going to be a good night.
Nice. Elgin?
Don't follow me anywhere. No, you can follow me at Elgin Dave. I just did that for Peter. Yeah. Shout out to Peter Leonard. See you on Wednesday for the...
Wow, you're really smitten with him, aren't you?
He's so funny, man. I like him.
They're like, they cool became guy. Best friends, man, in the show.
That's what I heard. Mentor, mentoree.
Yeah. And other than that, guys, tomorrow in the studio, I'll have two special guests. John Loveless will be in the studio, along with Sean Mullins. Two local
there
new comics.
Yeah.
I've had John on a show already or two. Did great. So we'll be talking to them about the new comedy scene and some questions like that. And find out who it is who didn't like Brian Coronado.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. But we'll be here.
So.
We'll be here tomorrow around 5:30 live on Facebook Live or catch us on the podcast. After. Thanks for checking us out, guys. And we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot.
People on Earth,
can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes,